Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a growing sensation taking place.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. More than 16 years he's been hanging out with us, chief economist for the NFIB. His index of small business optimism is the gold standard. It's the holy grail of small business sentiment on the planet. Bill, thanks again for being here. Let's get into the internals. As you mentioned earlier, their overall optimism index, all 10 points, aggregated enough to put a whole tenth of a point upward, right?
So all I can say about that is at least it wasn't down.
Don't spend all that in one place, ladies and gentlemen. Don't spend all that 0.1% in one place. So so let's talk about the hiring. That wasn't too good of a number, was it?
No, it wasn't. It got a little bit better, but it basically showed us that we really didn't generate many jobs on Main Street anyway. According to the BLS, you know, they're finding all these jobs all of a sudden. So over the last 2 months, they say we have over 500,000 new jobs, but of course the GDP they keep reporting is like doesn't grow and doesn't go. So I don't know what those 500,000 people are making.
Right. How do you reconcile your report with the government's report with the news now that productivity is down?
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, you know, my report, and of course other ones that are independent measures of job creation, like ADP, that go out and talk to thousands of firms. You know, we don't square up with the BLS. I mean, they just are way off the mark, or we're way off the mark. Officially, I guess we are, because they're the truth sayers. But our numbers don't show what they show. So somewhere they're finding them. In terms of productivity, well, if you believe the government numbers, the first set of numbers is GDP has grown 1% for the last 9 months, so output hardly grown. And then we got these jobs in the denominator, so lots more hours in the denominator. You get productivity is output divided by hours. The hours, according to BLS, are going way up, and the productivity, according to BEA, Bureau of Economic Analysis, the output is not growing up, and so that's how
what
you
it
get
tells me
productivity
is,
numbers.
What it tells me is the U3 is fallacious, and it doesn't really measure what's really going on, because you have to reconcile. I mean, at some point in time, two of the three vectors have to cross, don't they?
Well, you'd think so, but maybe not.
I mean, at some point in time, you can't have the economy vector out here, the employment vector, and the productivity vector. You can't have them like electrons, you know, orbiting something. They've got to cross over and connect, because they're associated. And when they never connect, when they don't make any sense, that tells you you got fallacious model somehow. You got a bad model here.
Yeah, well, I understand.
That's what it says to me, and I'm not even, you know, I'm just a small business owner right here. If I can figure it out, anybody ought to be able to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, you know, the productivity numbers are what we'd expect if you believe 9 months of 1% GDP growth in the numerator,
right,
and 9 months of better job growth in the denominator, hours worked. If that's growing at a faster percentage than the numerator, then, of course, the ratio of the two goes down, and that's productivity, output per hour.
Yeah.
And that's basically what we got. So, you know, so those numbers square up, I guess.
I don't understand it, and I know one thing for sure. It's not the kind of performance that's going to get the United States into the point where the middle class can recover, where salaries and earnings can get up, can come up, where we can have the kind of revenue, tax revenue to fix things and to defend ourselves and to be the country of last resort if things turn into mush around the world.
Yeah, no, that's right. Well, you know, you got to have growth to do that, and we have not had growth. You called it all along. You said it wasn't an expansion. It's hardly a recovery, and we haven't really recovered relative to the population and the number of workers. So we haven't recovered.
Yep.
From that event that we had, and the main reason is that the policies put in place have all been anti-growth.
Everything.
You know, the
yep.
biggest tax increase forever, Obamacare, which we know is a tax now because the top guy at the Supreme Court said it was a tax when he said it was constitutional. The biggest tax, we've had just huge tax increases along the way, huge regulatory increases. Regulations are taxes. They take your money and they spend it. With a regulation, they tell you how to spend your money, but either way, you're deprived of the money and you can't invest in the business.
Right. Do you see with the trajectory of the numbers, as you pointed out, the last 9 months or so has been moving downward, and now we've got a convergence of all that, no good news in sight, and more regulations like the overtime regulations kicking in January 1. Do you see us heading towards another recession, maybe fourth quarter this year, and certainly into next year? Do you see anything like that?
Well, the probability of a recession is getting higher, according to my colleagues, and I would agree with it. And, of course, the fact that our index, you know, peaked in 2015 has been slip sliding away, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Slip sliding away. Huh. We wanted an expansion. We might not be able to get one. We may
hold on
go
to that.
Into recession. Before.
Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to cover some more of the internals of the NFIB index after these messages. NFIB.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.